From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the Islamic State is to blame for a child suicide bomber carrying out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in southeastern Turkey, killing at least 51, wounding scores of others, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan said, "It's clear IS has held an organization in Gaziantep where the weekend attack happened or was attempting to do so," he said. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania tells VOA if the blast is the work of the Islamic State, it could be a reprisal for the gains against the group by U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria.
Gaziantep, where the bombing occurred, is indeed a center for Syrian refugees, but it's also a crossing point for Kurdish militia going in to help the Kurds fight ISIS. Since there have been setbacks for ISIS in Syria as a result of Kurdish fighters gaining territory from ISIS, ISIS appears to think that Turks could stop the Kurds from fighting them in Syria, and they're not.
The U.S. condemned that wedding attack comes as Vice President Joe Biden is expected to discuss the fight against terrorism when he visits Ankara this week. U.S. also has condemned twin explosions in north-central Somalia in which at least 17 people were killed, saying the cowardly acts targeted security forces in Puntland. Government officials and civilians are an attempt to weaken the East African country ahead of political transition later this year. This is VOA News.